The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We had a lot of good callers entered the muzzleloader contest last hour, and we hope that you'll be joining us this hour at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Looks like we've got a caller on the line already, and that would be Felix in Pikesville. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Right. What's that?
I listen to you every Saturday morning.
Good. Glad to hear it. So we hope we've been able to entertain a little bit from time to time. So,
yeah, you sparked some memories.
Well, glad to hear that. Glad to hear that.
It's been years, but I did want to enter the muzzleloading contest.
Yes, sir.
Thunderballs and all that. Let them fight over.
Do a little auction, huh?
I got a thunderball as an avid hunter, so
that's good.
I might. Steer to him.
Good.
Over the years.
Gotcha. Very nice. All right, sir. Well, and if you'd like to make any other comments, you feel free to do so. If that's it, we're good.
I'm going to go out here and enjoy some of this cool weather.
Beautiful day out there today.
Yes, yeah.
Sir. All right, sir. You take care. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, did you like the show last week, ladies and gentlemen? I know it was pre-recorded. I know a number of you entered via email the muzzleloader contest, and I appreciate that. We've got all your names nailed down, that's for sure. But we had Tim Hafer on here from Hafer Gunsmithing, and talked about suppressors. I very rarely hear feedback about people who. You know, the following week after we do a pre-recorded show. Were you listening, or when you heard it was pre-recorded, did you tune out? Apparently a lot of people did not because of a number of emails, but did you find the show interesting, entertaining, or whatever? You tell me. Well, you can keep me from talking about a whole bunch of stuff if you just call, and we'll talk to you. The way you get into muzzleloader contest is very simple. You call the radio station. You call this number, 410-922-6680. If you can't remember that, remember you're listening to WCBM 680, so dial 410-WCBM 680. That's our call letters and our location on your digital dial, or your dial, I guess, WCBM at 680. Also the phone number. You simply call. Pepe will take your call. He will write your name down, first and last, and your phone number. Now, that first and last doesn't go on the air, nor does your phone number. You show up as Matthew at Fort Smallwood Park, or Matthew at Fort Smallwood, or something like that, and like the next caller, and you go on the air with me. That's the only qualifications. Call, leave your name and number, go on the air for... Just say hi, whatever you want to do, and we'll get you in the muzzleloader contest. So here we go. Waiting for the call to clear. Still waiting for the call to clear. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
By the way, is Robin your better half?
Well, Robin is my main squeeze.
Your main squeeze. So, in other words, your better half. Thank you, Robin, for tolerating him.
Oh, it's interesting, but it's great.
No, and my wife laughs at me.
Vice versa. Saturday. I'm sorry, what, Matthew?
And every Saturday morning, she laughs at me because it's the one day I could sleep in, but I don't. So I have to get up and listen to you.
That makes two of us.
You don't actually have to. Neither one of you have to listen to me. There's no compulsion there. If you want to sleep in, you please do.
I can't do that because it's the running joke. Because she's like, it's 5 o'clock. Your show's on. And I actually slept in until like 4:15. So I didn't get the introduction to Miss Robin. Thank you for tolerating him.
I loved it.
Like I said, vice versa.
Exactly. No, I just want to call in. Just came into Fort Smallwood Park because I call from here. And you talked about the does and the bucks.
Yeah.
First time in the season, I've seen the bucks, and they're prancing around the does that are laying down here in the park.
Uh-huh.
There's about 5 or 6 of them
prancing.
Oh yeah, they're prancing. Yeah, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to do their thing.
So you got Prancer and is Dancer there?
And Donner and Blitzen?
Maybe. And Comet and Cupid? Yeah, maybe, perhaps. Yes.
No, we don't have Cupid yet.
All right.
It's not that time of the season. But, you know,
pretty soon, buddy. Pretty dang soon.
But to give you a fishing update down here on the waters, we're seeing some blues. Like I said, last time I called in, we've got puppy drum.
Right.
And the perch are getting big.
Oh?
I mean, they're getting almost cetacean big.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, and it's like I want to put my rods up for the season, but I can't.
Uh-huh.
So, but anyway, just to let you know, Miss Robin, this gentleman has a following, like the other gentleman just said. I listen to you every Saturday.
Right.
I actually get kicked out of bed to go listen to you. And then the cat jumps in my side of the bed because it's nice and warm. Every Saturday morning at 5.
Matthew.
And you guys, you have a great day.
Hey, Matthew.
Yes, sir.
Just a tiny bit of TMI, buddy. Just a tiny bit. But that's okay.
I think you did great, Matthew.
Wait. The wife kicking me out of bed?
Just a little bit too much information. That's okay.
It's not.
All right, buddy.
You have a great day, Matthew.
Bye-bye. There you go. Let's talk to Rich in Westminster. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Al. I'm doing great.
Great. Good, thank you. What's up?
Good. I just want to talk about deer hunting and see if you've been out yet. I haven't had a chance to get out. I've been so busy, but have you been out yet?
I got out the first day. 94 degrees, I think. And had we wanted to take a deer, we certainly could have. We had a 6-point well within range, you know, 20 yards. We had a spike in velvet. We had a big mature doe and 2 fawns. And, you know, there was no reason, but we just weren't interested in taking any of those deer.
Right.
Just not what we were looking for, you know. Not the first day, anyway.
Right, yeah. I'm excited about getting out.
Yeah, have I been out since?
Uh-uh. But you're going out this week, right?
Oh, muzzleloader season. Yeah, I'm going out this week. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, I'm going to try to get out Sunday and set up my spot and all that. I meant to do that last Sunday, and I've just been so darn busy with other things. I hate to put hunting on the back burner, but I just have to.
You know, I knew the feeling this year, man. I really do. And I just, you know, we did the dove hunt on the 17th. We got out that day with Jacob, but I'm looking forward to the next 2 months for sure.
Yeah, so. I am too. I actually looked at some I didn't look at it yet. I called about it. Some property in Tennessee. I've been on the computer looking at different properties, you know, down from Tennessee, Kentucky.
Yeah.
It was an 1,800 square foot house, 52 acres, 36 of that was wooded with a stock pond. $299
And you're still here?
I know. I called the lady and she said they had a contract on it.
Oh, man.
At the beginning of the week.
Yeah, right.
To see if it developed.
But wow.
I couldn't believe that property.
Gotcha.
The house was beautiful. I mean, it was just built in 2007.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate the call, Rich. You enjoy,
right.
enjoy your muzzleloader season. Huh?
I say good luck to you when you get out.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk to Tim in Cub Hill. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Hey, Alan, how are you this morning?
Good, Tackle Box. What's going on, brother?
Hey, actually, I'm not in Cub Hill this morning. I'm sitting up at the ramp in Joppa Town waiting for my fishing partner to arrive.
What do you have after today?
Well, we are after some rockfish in the Gunpowder, and might run around into Dundee since I heard there's some grass over there.
Ah, good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, it's been okay. I haven't been a whole lot, but last weekend I got out with a friend of mine in the bush, and we had some topwater action. We had some chatterbaits, and unfortunately, it was three of us. The guy in the middle was on fire catching all the keepers for us.
Well, hey!
but nonetheless, the action was there for everybody. But, he was just fortunate enough to get his popper in front of the face.
Yeah, that's
the count.
It's all about position, man. My buddy Dale from Easton, when we fish for shad or whatever, he says, you know, it's a game of angles. And, you know, he stands on one spot and he knows where to throw the lure and that's, you got to put it where the fish are. That's for sure. And, Miss Robin here to my left, first time we went hickory shad fishing, first time in her life, she cleaned my clock.
That's what happened.
She found the spot, and I mean, caught some of the most beautiful hickory shad I ever saw in my life. And she's not let me forget it yet.
Never will.
Nope. So.
And that happens too. Usually it's the guy running the boat up on the bow when you're doing the light tackle stuff and in boats similar to mine or a bass.
Sure. That he gets first crack. But, yeah.
This guy in the middle, he was wearing them out for us.
Well, nothing wrong with that, buddy.
No, it's not. Hopefully. And last time I was out here on the Gunpowder, Alan, you would have been very interested in being there because we were throwing rattle traps at my favorite rock pile.
Okay.
And we had 4-1 catfish to rockfish.
On rattle traps. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And they were hitting like the rockfish, too. You barely closed the bail or disengaged the free spool, and they were right on it.
Wow. All right. Hey, Tim, we got a rockfish update coming up from Larry and Ken Island next, so thanks
all
for
right.
the call. All right, buddy.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye. And Larry on Ken Island. Good morning. Thanks for hanging on, Larry. What's up?
Hi, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. You?
I'm doing good. I called you a couple weeks ago to give you a rockfish report on this Eastern Bay out here.
Sure. Give me another one.
It was good. Well, I'll tell you what. The topwater bite is off the hook. I don't care where you go, what point you hit, or what riprap you hit, you're going to catch fish if you're fishing right.
Oh, man.
It's killer out here right now. I got out here that night before last. Half hour before it got dark, I caught pool fish from 21 to 26 on topwater. And it's been that way for 2 weeks now.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it's unbelievable right now. So if anybody's fished this way, they need to get in it now.
Works for me, buddy. Works for me. Still lots of breaking fish out there. And when I go back and forth across the bridge, I see that there's plenty of fish working out there. And the birds are, you know, on them and all that stuff. So
I got into them the other night on the birds. There was probably 300 or 400 birds working right off of Hog Island out of Catanara.
Right.
And they were all big fish, up to 28 inches.
Nice, nice.
Unbelievable. You don't hit it like that very often.
Not very often, no. Now, were you jigging for them? Did you go deep for them?
No, top water.
All top water.
All top water.
Man, I'm jealous. I love that. I love top water fishing. Nothing like it.
When you're sitting there and all of a sudden you see the fish come to the top and they're giants, you can't believe what you're seeing.
I know it. And then he blasts that bait. I mean,
throw it up in the air 4 foot.
Oh yeah, every bit. Wow. All right, you got me salivating, buddy. Talk to you. Thanks.
All right, bud. Thank
See
you.
Bye bye. And we've got Don in Stony Beach coming up next, and then Tom in Eldersburg. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Hey, how about this for a snapshot?
All right, Captain.
Sitting in your boat, catching really nice perch, like the gentleman was saying before, like a citation.
Right.
Watching the Blue Angels.
Oh.
Yesterday, it was phenomenal out there. Just beautiful. And that top bite that they're talking about.
Yeah.
I caught a couple of those rockfish on spinners, little perch spinners.
Uh-huh.
Coming across the top.
Yep.
And, oh, man, what a beautiful day yesterday was. And, yeah, the fish are out there and... I see plenty of deer alongside the road.
Sure.
Running around.
Yeah. Yep. I'll tell you, fall is just phenomenal for everything. Fishing, crab. Crabs are just unbelievable right now. Huge crabs out there. I mean, you know, nobody's buying them. You know, holidays are over, and, you know, I'm getting crabs tomorrow. I'm telling you, they are fat, and they are full, and they are delicious.
Yes, they are.
And they're a lot cheaper than they are at the peak of the season during the holidays.
But my two little crab pots out back off of the boardwalk are just full of crabs.
There you go. Good for you, buddy.
Okay.
All right, Don. Sure. Thank you, sir.
These guys have me wanting to go fishing.
Yeah, I know. I want to go fishing. Let's talk to Tom in Eldersburg. Morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, hello. Alan, how are you?
Good. Well, thank you. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, I just wanted to call and kind of give you a shout out. I don't know if you remember who I am, but I'm actually friends with Richard and Bill Wyman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we taught hunter safety education together for quite a few years.
Okay, sure.
So I wanted to call and let you know, this is actually my first time listening to your show. I'm working with a friend of mine who just got back from Lascaux, New York, which he caught a 48-inch, 35-pound king salmon.
That'll do it, yep. Now, was he out on a charter, or was he in the river?
No, he was out in the river, you know, so...
That is an experience that people here need to do is the Great Lakes salmon fishery. I love to go in the what they call the light tackle season, where you're fishing right. Where you're fishing like 8 pound test. You're still fishing on the downriggers, but you're catching those big brown trout, those big rainbow trout, and occasionally a salmon. But I mean, I'll tell you what, the fish flesh, when you get that fresh trout or that fresh salmon out of the Great Lakes and you eat that thing, that is just spectacular. It's fun to catch. You know, they're fun to reel in, and it's just an all-around great trip. And I've not done the Pulaski River salmon expedition. That's on the bucket list, though. But I'll tell you, there's a restaurant up there in Pulaski that serves one of the biggest steaks you're ever going to see in your life. It fills your dinner plate, a piece of prime rib that fills your dinner plate, and you can't finish the whole thing. I'm telling you, it's just spectacular up there. I love that Pulaski experience, that's for sure.
That's so awesome.
Yep. So how are the guys doing? I haven't heard from either one of them in a decade.
Well, I mean, they're actually carrying on our hunter education program. I haven't talked for a few years, just moving in some other directions.
But, yeah.
They're moving, they're doing real well.
Good.
You know, Bill's actually in charge of that program now. And
right.
He's doing real well with it. I think they might actually have a class going on right now as we speak.
They used to teach at Victory Village.
Or
Villa.
I see Bill more often than Richard. I haven't seen Richard in a couple of years.
Right.
I see Bill playing golf every now and then.
Right.
But I hear nothing but good things, so, you know, it's good. They talk to my dad all the time, you know,
yeah.
On a regular basis.
Sure. All right, buddy. Well, we're catching up here on past history, so if you see him, tell him I said hello.
I will do. It's good talking to you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. We better take a break, eh, Pepe? All right. Time for me to tell all y'all about, that's a plural for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all.
All y'all.
Yeah. About some of the great Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Waterfowl season's here. We're duck hunting. I mean, it's duck season. So let's talk about a couple of firearms. Let's talk about the BPS pump. Available in not only, you know, 16, 12, 20, 28, 410, and even 10-gauge for a pump shotgun. There are two deer models available as well, 12 and 20-gauge rifled deer barrel models available. That's the BPS pump shotgun. Now, what's cool about the BPS pump, you can get it in camo if you like, you know, the Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity if you like, or you can get, you know, other models, but I like that Mossy Oak stuff. What's cool about that is it's a bottom ejection. In other words, your spent shells go out the bottom rather than the side. So if you're in the goose pit or the duck blind, you're not whacking the guy beside you with those shotgun shells coming out the side. Excuse me. We'll jump from the BPS pump right to the top, the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Comes with a 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee. The hump is back. This is in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass, blades, DuraTouch camo. It's got a fiber optic front sight. The humpback receiver, perfectly balanced to your ergonomic system, whatever that might be. It's a recoil-operated kinematic drive system, auto loader, and it is spectacular. So between the BPS and the A5, you've got the Maxxis, you've got the Gold Light 10, and all the other fine firearms from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer and Browning ammo. 410-242-6108, 242-6108. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. Stop by and see the folks at Clyde Sports Shop. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's Wake Up Call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking. you hot.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that stare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever, ha. There ain't no pill.
Ah, ha, he says, ha. That's what I say. That's what I say. Buck fever. Ha! Not quite. I'll tell you, how do you... Here's a question. You hunters, you deer hunters out there. What happens to you in the stand? You're sitting... Let me set it up for you. I want to know what you're feeling. And by the way, we're still taking calls on the CVA muzzleloader contest. We're giving away the end of the month. Got a lot of good calls. And all you got to do is call 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Pepe. He'll write that down quickly and get you on the air. You got to say hi to me, and then you can be on your way. And that's the qualifications. Call, leave your name and number, talk to me on the air, and then you're in the contest, and we're good to go. And we'll give that away the last Saturday of the month. Okay, so here's the scenario for you deer hunters. You're in the stand. Okay, whatever season it might be, whether you've got a compound bow, a recurve, a long bow, whether you've got a crossbow, whatever, doesn't matter. You're anticipating, you're hunting and you're anticipating seeing deer. And why are you there? Maybe you're there for meat. Maybe you're there to take a nice doe. Maybe they're managing, you know, maybe you're managing your herd, or maybe, you know, you're just waiting for that big old buck that you saw on the trail camera, you know, 3 weeks ago. Okay, so you're sitting there and it's right. It's the last hour daylight, or maybe it's first thing in the morning. I let the scenario play out in your own mind however you want it to be in the stand. Okay, whether it's just crack a light or whether it's, you know, the end of the day. And you see some movement and you see the antlers and you know that there is a nice buck coming to you or coming near you, or there's a potential that you're going to get a shot. What is the feeling at that moment? Can somebody call me and explain that to me, what you're feeling? 410-922-6680. What are you feeling at that moment when that deer shows up? White-tailed deer, sick of deer, whatever it might be, you know, there it is. What's going through your mind? What's going through your body? And how are you reacting? I mean, are you mechanical because you've done this so many times before? You know, do you grab the gun and get it ready? Do you get the bow up? You're ready to shoot? Or you, what's going on through your mind? 410-922-6680.
Come on, Pepe, pick up the pace a little bit, buddy.
All right. What was that? Not sure what he did there. Somebody pressed a button. And we wait again. So anyway, what is that feeling? What are you feeling? What are you feeling? You know, you can't get in the contest if you hang up before we get your call. We're taking a lot of calls here, so just be patient with Pepe. Here we go. Robert, Pikesville, good morning. How are you? Hello, Robert.
Where's Robert?
If you'd like to make a call.
No, Robert went away. Well, what do we talk about, Robin, while Pepe's screening the calls? You tell me. No, that was my phone.
Put your phone on silent.
I think I should, baby. All right. So, well, I've got a call out there, and we've got people responding, and so where do we go? Let's change the subject. I've got
get a different subject for right now.
Let's see if no. Nobody there. Let's see if Frank is there. Good morning, Frank. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. How you doing, buddy? What's up?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm the fellow that called you about his grandfather's powder horn a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I remember. Yes, sir.
Didn't get it then, so I'm going to give it one more try.
Didn't get it what?
Didn't get your phone call telling me I won then, so I...
We do this at the end of the month. Once you're in, you're in. Everybody's on the same page, and you know one entry is good, but you know that's
one a month for 3 months, right?
One a month for 3 months. That's
awesome.
Correct. Yep, that's correct. So you are in there, Frank, my friend. Anything else going on?
Oh, I was thinking about the time we went deer hunting with my cousin, and he had never gone hunting before. And he got chased up a tree by a buck during the rut season.
Wow! Got chased up a tree. I've never had that happen, but that sounds like fun.
Well, he was about 280.
About what?
He was about 280, and he shinnied up that tree like he was going for coconuts in Hawaii.
That's pretty funny. What'd he do? Put deer lure on himself or something?
Well, he had some of that scent he was putting out.
Yeah.
And I don't think he wiped it off his hands, or he might have got it on his boots or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, if you know how they look around and get all excited?
Exactly.
They were looking his direction. I was glad he wasn't standing next to me.
That's a great story, man. That's a great story. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call.
Okay. God bless you guys.
God bless you,
have
Frank. Thank
one.
You. Bye-bye. There he goes. Robert, are you back? Hello, Robert.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
I can now, yeah. Did you hang up a minute ago?
No, I was turning my phone over to look at the number to give it to him. I must have hit the off button by mistake.
Ah, I got you.
Call myself back.
I got it. So, yes, sir.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I was calling in when I was just coming into work. I work down in Pikesville, and I just heard about the contest. But
yeah.
The main reason I wanted to call was... I, 5 years ago, took a 25-foot fall out of my tree stand and spent 3 weeks in shock trauma and out of work for a year. And I was a very fortunate survivor of it. I fully recovered and was able to come back to work, but at the same time, too, and resume my life again, but at the same time, too. I just want to really stress to everybody, don't put your family and co-workers and everybody else what I put my family through because of not tying into a tree.
Robert? Are you back hunting?
Yes. Still on.
Are you more safety conscious now? Are you wearing a harness?
Oh yes, I do. Actually, I had the harness with me, but it wasn't doing me any good hanging up in the tree.
Usually not. No, Robert, would you
hanging in the tree?
Yeah. Do you have email, Robert?
I don't right now. No.
Okay. I have your phone number. And I will try to get in touch with you. I'd like to tell your story.
That's very well. Like I said, I still go, but it's the funny part is it's been 5 years and I still go down to shock trauma and they still know who I am.
Well, sure.
They like to hear survivor stories down there. But again, it was, it's amazing. I will say one thing. It's, that year I wasn't even hunting. I was up that day. I was up there with a camera.
Whoa.
But again, it's just you, it happened so quickly. It was literally like a flashbulb going off. I was 55 when it happened to me.
Right.
But again, it is just, I think there were four or five falls that year and four or more fatalities. And I was
I know.
One survivor that year.
Wow. Well,
I'll tell you, Robert, when I started dating Alan, I used to do some rounds up at Shock Trauma and saw some of that. So I've always stayed on top of him about his harness and stuff, and he showed me how it worked and it made me feel a lot better. So you're completely right about telling other people to do it.
No, I'd like to say the worst thing about it all was your family having to come in and see you laying in there because you're really unrecognizable. Your body's all swollen. I had, you had tubes coming out of you and everything. My parents at that time were in their 80s, and I thought they were going to have to put him in a room next to me when they had to take a look at me. So, but again, I just wanted to just kind of stress that out to everybody. So, because it's such a preventable accident, there was no reason for it whatsoever.
Gotcha.
Just a little bit of carelessness. But again, I'm also wishing myself some luck in the multi-liter contest. So
you're in it, buddy. Thank you for the call, Robert. Thanks for the warning for the other hunters.
You can call me back at any time. You know, bye now.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye. There he goes. Let's see. We've got a number of folks here. Jeff, David, and Ron. Hang on. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
How you doing, sir?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Oh, I'm up, and you are. That's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen to that.
Yep.
I wanted to, in a while since I call him, overnight guy. And
yeah, I remember. Sure, of course.
Yeah, never got into hunting yet. I do the course, and I still like listening to it, and maybe one day I'll get a bow in hand. And
there
I watch overnight at my job. I watch all the hunting shows on TV that are on the TV I got here. So
gotcha.
That keeps me in. But I do some fishing, and I've been. I hear a lot of speaking about the rock fishing. That sounds really good. I'm personally might remember. I don't get in a boat because I don't have one, and I get seasick in a puddle anyway.
Exactly. the good thing is some of those fish are accessible from shore. You know,
But I'm trying to expand my spots. I've been going on just right after work on Sunday. I've been going down to the Inner Harbor, and I caught 2 22-inch rockfish right in the canal next to the music pavilion that the Jones Falls dumps into.
Yep.
And I've seen a lot on a rattle trap, actually, and I've seen a lot more than I've caught. Not sure. It seems like now they know me every Sunday, and they don't go after my rattle trap. I got one on the top water, but I was wondering why they, and I don't know, and it seems like I'm pretty sure once the sun is pretty much up at 9, 10 o'clock, the bite just goes. It's gone. That's normal.
Yep, that's normal. And tide change, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah, you and the fish are there, but they just go right by the thing. They don't even look at it.
Yep.
They come up in some schools, and like I couldn't believe my eyes. I saw there were like torpedoes coming up from that very shallow water.
Yep.
But at least I know one spot to go, but sounds like there's some other short spots that are pretty hot. I don't know that you might throw one or two out there where I could change my location and maybe have a chance.
Well, I don't know how far you want to travel, but there's some very, very accessible points down there under the Kent Narrows Bridge, Mattapique Pier, Roman Cook Pier.
That's right. Yeah. I go over there to I forgot to tell you, I did like to go over to that Jonas Park. Green Park. That is a real great spot.
Yep.
Beautiful side there. So I enjoy that. And also, I want to call it on the front page. I couldn't believe it, on the Wall Street Journal today, there's an article about fly fishing. And it's called about a guy who invented a fly out of the tip of a mop, like a mop head.
Really?
You know, and he just happened to find a fluorescent green mop in the store. But kind of a little article with a little tongue-in-cheek, but also true about a mop head just snipping off the end of the mop and tying it to the hook.
Interesting.
Being very effective.
Yep. Perfect. All right, Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy.
Take care.
You got it. Bye-bye. There he goes. We got, who's next? David in Crownsville. Good morning. And Ron coming up in Sykesville. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What's up? Good.
You were asking about how you feel when you first see your deer.
There you go.
And my experience has been identify if I'm going to shoot it and then concentrate on where I'm going to shoot it. I don't get excited until much later, so.
Well, I get a little excited. I mean, if I ever lose the excitement, I quit hunting. But
I get a little tense, but I don't get excited until
shot's
done.
Well, okay. I mean, there's, you know, everybody feels a different thing. Everybody gets gets excited in a different way. Last year, for example, sitting in the stand till 11 in the morning, a little after. And I'm getting ready to get down and maybe get some lunch, but I'm going to hang in there for another hour or so. Hadn't seen anything all morning, very few shots. And something catches my eye to my left, and I look, and here comes a herd of deer. And I mean a gang of deer. There were 11 in that bunch.
Wow.
And they were about 150 yards off and headed towards me. And I'm thinking, okay, let me see what's in there. And they're trotting through the woods, so I'm having a real difficult time picking out what's what. But I do see a couple of bucks in the bunch. So one of them stands out as a little bigger deer, a little bigger rack, and I look at that deer, and they stop momentarily. I put the binoculars up, and binoculars are my best friend. I put the binoculars up, and one's about a 6-point, and the other one's this 10-point. And I think, okay, what are we going to do here? And now they start moving again. They can do a couple things. They can break and go behind me. They can go across the ridge. Or they could come my direction. They could come so far and go up the trail. So I've got my 30-30, my 1954, built the same year I was born, pre-64 Winchester Model 94 30-30, sitting in the stand with me. But because these deer are so far away, I grabbed the 270 with the scope. And I'm thinking, okay, made my choice. Well, they start moving again. They're moving closer, and they come trotting right into me. And the 10-point stops 30 yards from the stand. And now I got deer milling all around me with a 10-point standing broadside at 30 yards. So what do I do? Do I grab the 30-30 and try and take this deer, first deer with this gun? Nope. Leveled the scope, shot the deer, and they all blow out of there, and I immediately grab, and I see the 10-point go down. I immediately grab the phone and text the guy in the next stand and say, lots of deer coming to you, a couple bucks in the bunch, get ready. And a few seconds later, I hear a shot. While this is going on, three more deer come out from under my stand and run with the other one. So I've got 12 or 13 deer, 14 deer, whatever it was, just all around me at that time. I mean, it's an exciting time in the woods. But I've got my buck. I know he's down. So that's good. Then excitement starts. You're right. I mean, you're excited about seeing all that, but you're too busy and too preoccupied, like you said, identifying and, trying to concentrate and make the shot. And then once the shot goes off, then the excitement starts and you get, it's pretty good. You're right. So thanks for that. Appreciate that.
All right. Thanks.
You got it, buddy. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. Here we go. Let's talk to Ron in Sykesville. Good morning, Ron. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Hey, buddy. What happened to you a couple weeks ago? You bailed on me or something.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I got disconnected or something. I did want to enter the contest, and I forgot to tell your guy that answers the phone.
Okay.
And I forgot to tell him today, too.
Okay.
So maybe you can connect me back with him when we hang out.
I will do that.
I was listening to last week, and we're talking about suppressors. Well,
yeah.
I have one on a 22 Ruger, and it depends on the ammo that you use. Some of it's quiet, and some of it's not real quiet. I got it on a Ruger 22 pistol, and I got also can put it on a Ruger 10/22. I got that.
Right.
Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, there was a guy, I guess up in Maine, he caught a blue lobster. I don't know if you heard about that.
I have.
Yeah, there's like 1 in 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
They're so rare, and I don't know what he did. I think he was going to donate it to a place that.
Yeah.
And on Channel 13, a guy caught an 8.5-inch crab. I don't know if you've seen that. That was the biggest damn crab I've ever seen. Up the bay.
Yep.
He was he turned it back. He left the packet.
Yep.
Go back in.
Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
Yeah.
Yep. I saw that.
Well, that was one big crab.
You're not kidding.
Inches.
I know. And here's the thing. I was instrumental in getting the Maryland blue crab included in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. You got to catch a 9-inch crab to get in the fishing challenge. I find that amazing. I think I think to get more people involved and get interested, I think 8 inches is probably about as good as you can get. I mean, you don't catch an 8-inch crab every day.
I've never caught an 8-inch crab.
Well, there you go.
Every week, and I've never caught one.
There you go. Yep, exactly right.
Yep.
Did you ever stop at Mr. B's down on Kent Island?
No.
There's a carving of a crab in there. We did a story in Maryland Loves Crabs magazine a while back. It was caught, I can't remember when, but Jerry Hunter, that has Hunter Seafood, owns the crab. He's got it mounted on a plaque. Don Travis, the taxidermist, refurbished it for him and made it look really pretty. But the carving is incredible. And it's at Mr. B Seafood there in Kent Island. It's 10 and... I want to say 10 and 5/8 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
You ought to see that thing.
That's a dinosaur.
You ought to see it. It's absolutely amazing. So, all right, buddy.
All right, Alan.
Thanks, Ron. Let me get with Pepe to put you on hold. Hold on a minute.
All right, Alan. Thank you.
Ron on line four on hold and get his phone number.
Let's see who's next. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning, Fran.
Well, I wasn't going to call, but you throw that little question out there about how you feel up in the stand when you see that deer.
Yeah.
Now, understand, this is my imaginary feeling.
All right.
Because ever since the hunting safety course, I have imagined what would it be like. And I've thought to myself, when I see that deer, of course, my heart's going to be beating, you know, extra. Adrenaline gets going. And one of the thoughts is, oh, please don't let another hunter take my shot. Please. And one time you said, when you see that deer, it's like a gift from God.
It is.
And I would say, oh, please let this be for me. You know? And then the third thing is, oh, don't let me miss this shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking, and I'm thinking, how many points is it? You know?
Exactly, yeah.
But when I the adrenaline is just building, how's it going to turn out? It reminds me of in high school, I didn't know how to swim, and I didn't want to look like one of those nerds that didn't know how to swim. So I lined up with the swimmers, and I just dove in the pool. And I thought, I'll either drown or learn real quick. And so it's that type of adrenaline that I imagine, you know. And if I make the shot and make the hit, and it's all mine, and then I get out down, and then I try to follow the blood trail and get to it, I that's, in my imagination, is a thrill that maybe, you know, I will someday do. But that's how I think it will feel for me.
Okay. Fran, I'm going to put this challenge out to our listeners. I know we got listeners all over the state. I'm going to put a challenge out to a landowner out there who would allow Fran, who's never hunted before, to come to your property and take a deer.
Oh my goodness.
With a crossbow. I'm going to put it out there. You can email me and I'll be her unofficial guide. And I will go unarmed. I will go with no weapon, no firearm, no bow or anything. And we will walk her through the process. We'll sit and stand with her. And we will put that challenge out to any of our landowners that might have a stand on their property or maybe a ground blind or something like that. And if you'd like to have that experience of hosting Fran to a hunt.
Oh, God.
We will do that. And we'll make sure that you have everything you need, Fran.
Well, I'm thinking this. Is he kidding me? I'm going to let that woman from Baltimore on my land.
There you go. All right. Here's the best way to make the offer.
Okay.
Send me. No, I'm talking to my landowner buddies out there. 410-922-6680. Tell Pepe who you are. And then email me is another good way. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Surely, someone listening to this show knows a landowner would be willing to offer Fran an opportunity to take her first deer.
Mm.
What do you think?
I think it'd be wonderful.
I think so, too. And we'll keep an eye out for you. We'll talk to some people that we know, too, Fran.
Well, I missed the Hagerstown. I got sick, and I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I would have. You know, done my best.
Oh, the auction up there in Hagerstown? Yeah. I talked to them. They said they had 160-some guns. They did a really nice, they had a really nice time.
So. I bet. All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Fran. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye, Fran.
Bye-bye, Fran. There we go. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Whoa! I got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Here's the situation. They got a full-time gunsmith. If you need anything to get ready for hunting season, now is not the time to dawdle. Get your guns in there, get your scopes mounted, get your guns bore sighted, get your repairs made, get your rings replaced in your 1187s, get everything done that you need to get done. Get your muzzleloader clean. They'll do whatever you need to do. They'll just write you a little ticket. They don't charge very much, but if you need that gunsmithing done, get it done now. Get it done now. And I'll tell you what, here's the other thing I would do. stop by the optics counter. Make sure you take a look at the Nikon scopes and the Leupold scopes. If you got an old piece of low-end scope on your firearm like I used to have to invest in, now's the time to upgrade. Take a look at the Leupolds. Take a look at the Nikons. You're going to like both of them. There's other scopes down there. Get yourself a new set of binoculars and get your eyes right. Start seeing more in the woods. Get whatever you need to make your sight picture better, and you can do that at Clyde Sport Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Phone number 410-242-6108.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a redneck blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck.